Starting Bezus Hashem Bav Metzia Daf Nun, and we'll begin the third line down, the Ibayalu. So we started the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah discussed the case of Aina. So the Mishnah had a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Tarfon. And there are really two dinim that we want to focus on. It's the concept of Aina, but specifically, how much is Aina? So we know that if it's less than the amount of Aina, then we would say Mechila. If it's more than the amount of Aina, it would be Bito Mekach, right? The sale goes away. Less than it, the sale stands, and we say he doesn't have to give any money. It is automatically this mechila. The aina, right, is right in the middle zone, the Goldilocks zone, right? That's the aina, which is where we're going to say that the mekach is kayim, okay? But the person can go ahead and be tebea the money back on the aina. Now, again, that's according to one, like we explained yesterday, it's machlekes tanayim, which we'll see on the others, none on the base. Our Mishnah happens to be going like the Shita who holds that Mishnah seemed to be saying that you have the option. When there's Aina, the person who is Nis'aneh can either undo the Mekach or he may get paid, compensated for the Aina amount. Okay, but either way, so there's a Machlekes, like we said, between the Rabbanon and Rav Tarfon. The Rabbanon hold that the Shir Aina is 1/6, and Rav Tarfon holds the Shir Aina is 1/3. Now, the other thing that happened was, the question is, how long do you have in which to claim your Aina? Okay, meaning what is the period of time? So, what do we call it legally?
Statute of limitations.
That's right for your aina. Thank you. Word was escaping me. Okay, so now the Rabbanan said that you have until ad kadesha yira letager, until you can either show it to someone, the oila krayvai. Okay, and Rav Tarfon said that even though he was more makel, meaning he said you don't have aina until a sixth, he said that you have kol hayoyim, right? It's the entire day, which is a much longer period of time. Actually, yira letager would be an immediate time. Okay, but now we're going to focus on third line down, ibayaluhu. The Gemara is going to ask a shayla. Pachos mishtos l'rabbanon. So if we're talking about less than a sixth, according to the Rabbanon, la'altar havya mechila, would we say that there's mechila automatically, meaning the second the sale happens, there's mechila, the sale is chal, and there's mechila, or ibekleshi yira letager or lekreva. Right? Does this concept of statute of limitations apply as well to the case where it's less than a six? Meaning, until that point, immediately, right? What's the nafka meaning? Let's say immediately he asked for his money back. Okay, or he asked for his money back. So does he have to return the money? Or do we say, sorry, as soon as the sale is completed, even if it's less than a six, there's an automatic bittul. Okay, so does he have until that period of time to say, hey, until that period of time, now, once he goes ahead and shows it to a tagar or to his friend, right? So once you hit that time, so now he can't undo the sale, okay? He can't undo the sale. And we say that there's mechila. But what happens if before he got to that period of time where he doesn't know, but he's demanding, he's saying it's less than that. So can he go ahead and demand the money back? So now, if you want to tell me that this statute of limitations applies, so then it turns out that there's no nafkamina, right? That's what you would say. Meaning, if it's exactly a six, which is the shir aina, what happens when I show somebody and tells me it's a six? Since I have until that time period, once I show someone, I come and claim it, I'm going to get my six back. Which means until that point in which you pass the statute of limitations, just like you get your aina back, you could also get your... Right, you could also get your pachas mi shtos back because there's no automatic bittul. Right, the shaila is there automatic bittul and immediately 1 second after, or is it only once we pass the statute of limitations? If it's once we pass the statute of limitations, then the halacha would be the same. So the Gemara says no, there's still a difference. Ika, there could still be a difference. The ilu shtos yada al yayna. Okay, that like the Tana of our Mishnah that shtos is yada al yayna, which means that the buyer who ended up having the aina of exactly 1/6 can decide that I either want my money back, I want the difference, or I can unwind the entire sale, as opposed to ratza chayzer, ratza kaina, umachzer aina, right? So again, the buyer who was nis'ane, who got ripped off a little, okay, the 1/6, so he can decide what he wants to do with the sale. So he has no choice, meaning so the halachas are really the same, which is that he can demand the money back. There's not an automatic mechila, okay? But the difference is in the statute. So the Gemara wants to know, again, so Do we say that less than a sixth, that it's automatic as soon as the sale is completed, is automatic mechila? Or does he get a period of time in which to demand his money? And it's only after the statute of limitations that we say there's a mechila. Tashma chazul debrei chachamim. So what happened over here? The Tagrei Lud. So
if he has the choice of claiming the difference back, how's that different than exactly the sixth?
Well, you're right. We're saying it's the same as exactly the sixth in as far as how it works. The difference is what happens, what you can claim. Meaning, when it's less than a sixth, if you go with that side, when it's less than a sixth, then you can't unwind the sale. Meaning, you could only ask for the amount that you ripped off. But it's when exactly a sixth, you have an opportunity, okay, to unwind the sale. Now, Tashima, so what happened was something interesting with the Tagrei Lud, right? Originally, so they ripped Tarfon Belud, taught a din, and saying that a na is a third, not a sixth. And then he said, but you also have the entire day, statute of limitations run the entire day, right? So you're going to give the lekeach who got ripped off more time. And then they said, oh, we don't like that. Okay, we don't like that. Now, so Tashima, let's go into that case, right? And we're going to go back. We're going to go like the Rabbanim. Tashima, Chazul, Dibre Chachamim, Savrua. So they went back. The Tagrei Lud went to hold like the Dibre Chachamim, which means we're going to limit our Aina to a sixth. I'd rather have Aina at a sixth, not a third, even though I can't rip people off as much with a shorter period of time, a shorter a statute of limitations, okay, in which to get discovered and settle claims. Tashima, Chazul, Dibre Chachamim. So the Tagrei Lud went back to hold like the Dibre Chachamim Savrua, Pachas Mishlosh Rab Tarfin, Ki Pachas Mishlosh Rabbanon. So the Havamina would be that, meaning, and this is the way we understood it in reading the Mishnah, that in the Rabbanon there's three, right, there's three periods, and Rab Tarfin there's three periods, meaning in the Rabbanon less than a sixth, you would say the Mekach is Chav is Mechila. There's exactly a sixth, which is a Din Aina, and more than a sixth is Betel Mekach. Well, if we take that to Rab Tarfin, then less than a third would be Mechila. Exactly a third would be Aina, and more than a third would be Betel Mekach, right? So you would just follow the same logic with the different shiurim. Okay, that's the Havamina. That Pachos Mishlish L'Rav Tarfin K'Pachos Mishlosh Rabbanon Dami. Now, I Amrit B'Shleima Pachos Mishlosh Rabbanon B'Kadei She'yira L'Tagar. So if you say that less than a sixth is K'Dei She'yira L'Tagar, meaning that you do have the statute, meaning automatically, there is no bittul, oyla krayvai, will Rav Tarfin kol hayoim, and Rav Tarfin, okay, so now I understand what the difference is, right? So Rav Tarfin holds that, if you hold it, there is a statute, even for the case where the ayna is less than the shear, either less than a sixth or less than a third, so now I understand why they didn't like when Rav Tarfin said you have the whole day. Oyla krayvai, will Rav Tarfin kol hayoim, mishum hachi chazru, so they didn't like that, right? Because Mishum hachi chazru, because I'd rather have an opportunity to earn less with less time for the person to claim the money back, meaning to rip off. I'd rather have the opportunity to rip off a little less, meaning I'll only be able to rip off a sixth, but there's a shorter period of time in which the guy can recover his money, versus I take bigger advantage, but I give him more of a window to get discovered. So that's why they didn't like it. So if you're saying that this statute applies, so then I understand, once Rav Tarfin, yes, I'm willing to lower the threshold that you could rip people off up to a third, but I'm also extending the time in which you can get discovered and they can come back and claim it. They said, we don't like that, right? We'd rather take less rip, rip people off less and have less time to be discovered. Okay, but if you hold that it's an immediate mechila, so then, Rav Tarfin Nami La Alter Have a Mechila Amai Chazru. So then, why did they go back? Meaning, Bid Rav Tarfin Nichol Lahu Tvei. The Rav Tarfin, they ended up with a better situation. Demai Rabbanon Kamishavalu. No, Rav Tarfin Have a Mechila. Right. So if you're saying the statute doesn't apply, and the whole reason why they went back was because of the statute, the Hainu, that in Rav Tarfin you gave them more time to claim the money. But if you hold that there's an automatic Mechila the second is Chal, so then the statute doesn't apply to the case of Mechila. So then why would they chazru? So the Gemara says, Mi Savris, you know what? You know what's wrong with this Havamina? Mi Savris Pachos Mishdos Rav Tarfin Ki Pachos Mishdos Rabbanon. You automatically assumed that when Rav Tarfin argued and he said a shlish, that he was talking about in all three phases, right? Less than a third, exactly a third, and more than a third. That's not really true. Mi Savris Pachos Mishdos Rav Tarfin Ki Pachos Mishdos Rabbanon Dami Le Mishdos Va'ad Shlish Rav Tarfin Kishdos Atzma L'Rabbanon Dami. That really what Rav Tarfin holds is they were really only arguing when it came to Bittul Mekach. Meaning, at what point is the Mekach, the sale, going to get undone? That is only if you exceed the threshold of a third according to Reb Tarfon, right? And the Rabbanon, it's a sixth. But if you have from a, once you got to a sixth, so now you're in the Aina category, according to Reb Tarfon, you're going to have Aina all the way till a third. So it's, we don't say that in Reb Tarfon there's also three categories, the Hainu, less than a third is Mechila, a third is Aina, and more than a third is Bitul Mekach. Actually, what Reb Tarfon holds is a sixth, less than a sixth is Mechila, just like the Rabbanon. But the window of Aina, whereas the Rabbanon hold what Aina is, meaning where, again, the way our Tana and our Mishnah learned, which is that the person who was Nis'ana has the option of either keeping the sale and just getting the money back, getting a refund for the difference, or where he can actually go back on the whole sale. So the window of an according to Rabbanon, it's exactly a sixth. According to Reb Tarfon, it's from a sixth to a third. Okay, so you just have a wider window, meaning, but when it comes to Mechila, what was the question? So now when it comes to Mechila, it's exactly the same shear between the Rabbanon and Reb Tarfon. Okay, and therefore, there is no difference in this, and this whole thing that they were happy about, they were happy, and then unhappy when Reb Tarfon extended the window for the statute, that's only within Aina. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, so if you're now going to tell me that the whole Machlekes, it turns out that what's the whole Machlekes, Reb Tarfon and the Rabbanon? The whole Machlekes, as far as we're concerned, is there Bitul Mekach once you've exceeded a sixth? According to the Rabbanon, there's Bitul Mekach. According to Reb Tarfon, you don't have Bitul Mekach yet, right? Until you exceed a third. Once you exceed a third, then you'd have Bitul Mekach. Other than that, you're in Aina. So, Iachi, b'may samchu meikara. So, hold on 1 second, says the Gemara. Why were they happy initially, right? So, again, there were two things. Reb Tarfon came along and said, you got more time. You can rip off by more. Reb Tarfon said that you can rip off up to a third. Then, that was originally they were happy. Then Reb Tarfon said, oh, but the person who you ripped off has more time to catch you. Okay, so what is that? That until he has kol ayayim. So now, so why were they happy initially when Reb Tarfon raised the threshold for Aina from a sixth to a third? Tipshait, based on the fact that they were happy, and now that you're explaining that the whole machlekes between Reb Tarfon and the Rabbanon is in regards to Bitul Mekach, does Bitul Mekach happen after a sixth, or is it only after a third? So we should be able to be pushed at the following Shiloh, which the Gemara is going to have later, which we didn't have yet. Tipshet de Bitul Mekach l'Rabbanon lo'elam chayzer. So we should say that according to the Rabbanon, right, just like we were asking, does this statute apply Mechila, meaning for the less than a sixth, for less than a shear right now. So the Gemara is going to discuss it later. We want to know, is there Bitul Mekach, the Rabbanon lo'olam chazer? Meaning, are you also limited by the statute? According to the Rabbanon, when we say more than a sixth, meaning, is it only Aina that we're going to use the statute for? Meaning, up until that point, you can claim Aina. But if it's more than the shear of Aina, then you have forever. You're not limited by the statute. Meaning, you find out 2 weeks later, a month later, whatever it is, you can, if it was more than the shear Aina, according to Rabbanon, that would be more than a sixth, then there's still Bitul Mekach. So now, Tipshit, Bitul Mekach, Rabbanon lo'olam chazer. Why? Tekivan, da amar lohu Reb Tarfon, hav Aina samchu. Okay, so let's go back into the Machlekes and the story in our Mishnah. So once Reb Tarfon told them that the shear of 1/6 to 1/3 is Aina, they were happy, right? Because the Rabbanon hold anything past 1/6 is Bitul La'ilam. And now they're going to hold it's Aina. Okay, so we just, if Bitul La'ilam, right? What's, if there's a difference between Bitul La'ilam, Dahainu, going past the shear of Aina, means you're not limited by the statute. But if it's something that is within the shear of Aina, you're going to be limited by the statute. So that works to the benefit of the seller to have more things within the Aina. Because if you hold that there is no statute once you've exceeded Aina, so then it makes a lot of sense. Let's read that again. The tipshay to Bitul Mekach l'Rabbanon lo'olam chazer. It must be lo'olam chazer. Why? Because the Tagli Lod were happy. Why? The Kivan da Amar Luhu Reb Tarfon Hav Yoina. Once he went ahead and said, oh, even when you get past the sixth, it's going to be Aina until you get to a third. So past more than 1/6 is going to be Aina. Aina has a statute. That means in the Rabbanon, Aina doesn't have a statute. Ki amar luhu kol ayayim chazru. Okay, and then he said, actually you have kol ayayim. Okay, now the Gemara is missing a part, which you're really going to see in the answer. So, and Rashi explains there's two things. Number one, you have to understand here that Yoser Mikideh is a little funny, right? But Rashi explains two things. Number one, that there's really not much of a difference between being able to be Chayzer La'olam and Kol HaYom Kulo. Meaning, the Kadesh Yira L'Tagar sounds like it's almost immediate. So that's a good statute that the seller wants. But once you tell the seller that the guy who's buying that you ripped off has all day, it's really not much of a difference of all day, he's got the Kol HaYom, versus forever. It's a question of immediate or not immediate. But once you go past that point, meaning like Reb Tarfon says, that he raised the statute, that the guy can go back, Kol HaYom, there's very little difference between, Rashi explains, right? If you look at Rashi, it's very, very little benefit. The shows right? He still has all day limlech, right, to see if he got ripped off or not. And says, so that's point number one.
If it's unlimited, he can come back at any time. There's no difference.
Right, again, there's very little difference, right? You have to go into the psychology of the person ripping the guy off, right? So, meaning once the guy, I mean, you kind of understand, I mean, either the guy's in the market, right? He's got, as he walks through, right away, Kiddush Yira L'Tagar, he's got three minutes, okay? Or he's got all day, now he can go back home, take his item back home and think about it, right? So if you say Kiddush Yira L'Tagar, well, you didn't, you left the market, right? You went. You're done. So it's a good statute. But once you're giving the guy all day, so then all day and all year and all his life, it's all the same. He has time to, he now has time to contemplate it, to reflect, right? Maybe he feels remorse on his purchase, right? I can't argue the logic here. All I can do is tell you what logic the Gemara is using to understand the Gemara that Rashi uses. Would I necessarily personally have the same logic? No, but okay, and neither would you, it sounds like. But you have to understand Rashi saying that in order to understand the Gemara, these are the circumstances of logic, right? Stay within these.
It mattered also in those days. Where were they going to know that it was a different price? You lived in a shtetl someplace. Either you found out that day. Where are you going
to
find out?
Okay, anyway, let's...
You have to go back to work. He isn't sitting there.
Vaid. Yeah, Rashi says, so another point. So one point is, again, it's going to get complicated just to follow the logic here. So now I'm going to get back into it. So take the following things for granted. Okay, number one, that there's not a lot of difference between giving the guy all day versus forever. There is a difference between immediate versus all day. And Vaid, ha'ayna yaisar ashtos le'shchicha. Okay, that more than a sixth is not shchiach, right? So if you want to know what's the golden zone for aina, and Reb Tarfon agrees to this, like if you want to know what's the right amount, what's the shchiach aina, meaning to find a sucker that's willing to rip off by a third, okay, that's a lot. But a sixth, right, that's like the, all right, less than a sixth, less than, right, so the error rate of a sixth is what they're all gunning for. Okay, so that's the ideal one. And we're going to see that Reb Tarfon, we're actually going to make a second machlokes, where we said that Reb Tarfon and the Rabbanan are agreeing in what, they're agreeing that there is ayna, meaning the din ayna is, according to Reb Tarfon, it doesn't start at a six, meaning we're going to see that there's two machlekes. Meaning right now we said, what's the machlekes Reb Tarfon and the Rabbanon? It's once you get past, what's the shear of bittel? Past 1/6, is that going to be bittel or ayna? That's the machlekes. There's also going to be another machlekes, and Rashi clues this in, that the shtus itself, when you get to exactly a sixth, okay, that according to the exact, that's also going to be machlokes. So now, let's just go back over here. I just want to read at the logic. So, ihachi, go back two lines. Ihachi, I want to give you those points. B'mai samchu me'ikara. So the Gemara wants to know if you hold that the whole machlokes is in the regards to what is the sheer bitul mekach, that the Rabbanon hold anything past the six is bitul mekach. And Reb Tarfon holds that no, bitul mekach is only once you get past the third. But from a six to a third would be ayna, you have a wider ayna window. Tishay de bitul mekach lo rabbanon lo elam chayzer. So it must be in the rabbanon that bitul mekach is lo elam chayzer, meaning that you have forever. Why? To keep in the amar lo Reb Tarfon havya ayna samchu. So I have a choice, right? When we look at anything past the six, according to the rabbanon, it would be bitul mekach. Okay, bitul mekach, which means that it can be claimed forever. Versus, okay, now you're putting it in the ayna basket. Now, before Reb Tarfon extended the statute of limitations, when you put something in the ayna basket, there was a lot of benefit. If I have a choice, bitul mekach, okay, is forever, the guy can discover, or ayna means It has a statute. Statute is Akadesh Yireh L'Tagre, very soon, very quick. So then there's a benefit. That's why the Tagre Lud were happy when Rav Tarfon came and said, didn't discuss extending the statute, but he just said, hey, I'm raising the bar. Aina is now not just exactly a six, but is a window from a six to a third. So there was a benefit to the Tagre Lud. Ki amar lehu kol hayayim chazru. And then he said, oi, kol hayayim chazru. Now you're not doing us any favors because you went ahead and extended the statute, Rav Tarfon, okay, you extended the statute from immediate to the entire day, which it doesn't help us, right? At that point, the entire day, like Rashi explained, entire day versus forever, is very little benefit. Okay, so there, the isal kadai toch the bitul mekach l'rabbanon b'kedesh yireh l'tagar. So you now have to be pushed to shal, and you'd have to say it only makes sense in the rabbanon that bitul mekach you have forever. Why? Because if you tell me the other tzad, the isal kadai toch the bitul mekach l'rabbanon b'kedesh yireh l'tagar, if you tell me that bitul mekach is only until yireh l'tagar, according to even bitul mekach, meaning so the statute applies not just to ina, but even past ina as a six. So what were they happy about originally? Meaning in the rabbanon, Rav Tarfon comes and raises it, and he says, oh, you can go from a six to a third, right? It's going to be aina. Well, either way, you're stuck, right? And in fact, it actually works against you. Why? Because bitul mekach goes both ways, which means the sale is batal. According to the shita that we're now in, that we've been working in, which is the Tana of our Mishnah, when it's aina, the lekach has the choice. So if you're saying the statute is exactly the same in the Rabbanon, and all you did was say bitul mekach, now, Rav Tarfon comes along, right? So again, the Rabbanon hold that at exactly a six, it's aina, which you have a statute. At exactly more than a sixth, you also have a statute. If you hold it, that's the side of the Gemara we're saying. So now Rav Tarfon comes along and says, oh, guess what? I'm raising the aina from exactly a sixth to a third. Well, shkoyach, what'd you do? You still stuck with the statute. In fact, you just made it worse because bitul mekach works both for the seller and the buyer, meaning the sale is batal. Either way, right? Whichever way the aina is, if it's more than a six, it's automatically batal. But if you, once you say aina, the benefit now shifts to the lekach. Why? Because he has the option whether he wants to keep the sale or not. So if anything, you're taking something away from the lekach. So why would they have been happy if this is how you understand the machlekes? That's what the Gemara wants to say. So the Gemara says, you know why? Remember that little piece we spoke about? Samchu b'shtos atma. You know what they were happy about? A six. And a six, that's really like peak aina. And there is another point of machlekes. The point of machlekes between Rav Tarfon and the Rabbanon is not only once you get to past a six, is it bitul mekach, or only once you get past the third, but rather, what about a six itself? So amchu b'shtos atzma, the Rav Tarfon mechila. So there is another point that they're arguing that a six itself, Rav Tarfon would hold as mechila. The Rabbanon, aina. The Rabbanon would hold that it's aina. Right? So again, Rav Tarfon holds mechila, anything less than a six up to exactly a sixth. Once you get to more than a sixth, you're an aina all the way till a third. The Rabbanon hold, right? And then past the third is bitul mekach. The Rabbanon hold less than a sixth is mechila. Exactly a sixth is aina. More than a sixth is bitul mekach. And you have 2 points of argument between Rav Tarfon and the Chachamim. Now we have an understanding of what the machlekes is in our Mishnah. Again, 2 points. Number one, more than a sixth. Up between more than a sixth to a third, according to the Rabbanon, that's bitul mekach, according to Rav Tarfon, that would be aina. And exactly a sixth, which is, like we explained, peak aina here, the Rabbanon would hold that's aina, Rav Tarfon would hold that's mechila. Ibay lehu. Okay, now that we've already explained the shiloh, let's discuss the shiloh. Bitul mekach l'Rabbanon l'olam chayzer. Do we say l'olam chayzer, right? This is the shiloh that the Gemara just referenced. Do we say it's l'olam chayzer, meaning the statute, does it only apply to aina, or does it apply to bitul mekach as well? If you want to say that it applies, so then the question is, what's the difference between shtos and yeser al shtos? What would be the difference, right? The same way we asked the shiloh on the downside, does the statute apply to less than a six? And we said, what would the difference be? And what did we say? That there's an option or no option, meaning that when it comes to aina, you have an option. So too, ikka over here, we're saying the ilu shtos mishen is ane chayzer. The person who got taken advantage of can't go back. The ilu yeser al shtos neim chayzer, like we explained. Okay, so that would be the nafgamina, meaning do we automatically say bitul mekach, or do we give the person who got ripped off the option of continuing with the sale or not? That is the nafgamina between aina and more. Okay, which again, if the statute applies, that's the difference. Tashema chazul debrei chachamim. So we say that what happened after Reb Tarfon went to the Tagar Lod and he raised the statute, not from until you show it to a Tagar or to somebody, right, to a family member, but rather you have the whole day. Tashima chazru debrei chachamim. So they went back and they went back the Tagar Lod and they held like the chachamim. Iyamr bishleima bitul mekach l'rabbanon. If you tell me that bitul mekach according to rabbanon is b'kadeshi yirel Tagar l'kroivay. Ula Reb Tarfon kol hayom mishum hachi chazru. So I understand why they went back, right? Because on the bitul mekach component, and this is really the flip side of what we already discussed, right? We're playing with the same svaras here and just twisting it back around. This is the same shaila we had, and we're going to try to use the raya and the mishnah, right? So again, if you tell me amar bishlamim bitul mekach l'rabbanon b'kadeshi yirel tagar, that bitul mekach is you have limited by your statute, which is akadeshi yirel tagar l'kroivay ula Reb Tarfon kol hayom. So we see that as soon as Reb Tarfon raised the statute, if bitul mekach falls within that statute, then I understand mishum hachi chazru. Ela iamrit bitul mekach l'rabbanon la'olam chazer. But if you're telling me in the rabbanon it's la'olam chazer, so then amai chazru. So again, you had la'olam anyways, but the Reb Tarfon nichol lehu tvei. They'd be better off with Reb Tarfon. They come b'shabel u'ayna kol ayam v'sulay. Okay, because at least you're limited to what? You're getting some sort of benefit. In other words, if in the rabbanon you have forever, Reb Tarfon is, if you want to tell me, then in the Rabbanon you have forever if it's Bitul Mekach. Then comes along Reb Tarfon and says, oh, no, you have Bitul Mekach, you have Bitul Mekach only to the end of the day. So then I understand, right, that why were they chazer to go back like the Rabbanon? Doesn't make any sense. Meaning, at least they have less time. Now, I understand, like Rashi said before, there's not much of a difference, but it's still better. So take that. So the Gemara says, Bitul Mekach le Shchiach. No, because like we said, Bitul Mekach is not Shchiach. So we don't even consider that. And again, to go like Reb Tarfon, remember the other point, and Rashi points this out, that it's at exactly a shtus, right? Pikayna is exactly a shtus. So if you go like Reb Tarfon, then at exactly a sixth, there's going to be Mechila. According to the Rabbanon, there's Aina, right? So again, but once you went ahead and raised it, Eliyam Rebito Mekach L'Rabbanon L'Olam Chazer Amai Chazru, but the Reb Tarfon Nichaluhu Tvei to come a Shavu Aina Kol Ayam V'Sulay. So again, the Gemara says Bito Mekach Lo Yishchiach, and therefore it's not considered anything to them. They don't consider it at all. Okay, and that's the go back on what I said about the Shtos. Meaning, what they're saying is you're right. Let's just go back, right? What we're saying is that if you hold that lo'olam chayzer, so then that was the svar here. If you hold lo'olam chayzer, then there is a benefit. Once Reb Tarfon said all that you have all day, it's still better than lo'olam. And the Gemara answers, bitul mekach le'shchiach. It's not shchiach at all. Don't consider it at all. We don't care about the bitul mekach component. Okay, and therefore, he did raise the statute. And again, that's why Reb Tarfon provided no benefits to them. Oh, yeah. And I'm sorry. I do not mean to flip-flop. I want to go back there. That it is about the six, right? Hilkach Rashi says, Pagam de shtus atzma adafluhu. And therefore, the pagam of the shtus, meaning going ahead and saying a six, specifically, there is some sort of benefit that in the pagam de shtus, atzma adavlahu, that they do get some sort of benefit, and therefore they went back. Meaning they didn't consider the benefit that they got from Reb Tarfon a benefit at all, because it was only in Bitul Mekach, okay, that we're limiting Bitul Mekach from forever to all day. That isn't considered a benefit at all. Amar Rabba, Hilchasa. So now let's get back to the Hilchasa. So we took all this, the back and forth, complicated. Perhaps it made it a little bit more complicated than it needed to be. But Amar Rabba, Hilchasa, Pachos Mishtos, Nikne Mekach. Okay, so let's go back to the Halacha. Less than a sixth, the mekach is chal. Another way Rashi learns, he says, nikna mekach la'alter, which the Mefarshim explained, it means mechila, right? So it's automatic mechila if it's less than a sixth. Mishtos nikna mekach, if it's exactly a sixth, so we say that the mekach is chal, okay? Mekach is chal. Now Rashi's going to hold, like we're going to see in a second here, Rashi decides that we're going like Reb Nosson, which means that nikna mekach and the person who was nis'ana doesn't get an option, meaning the sale is confirmed and he just gets his six back. There's nothing, he can't go back on the sale. Yes, or al shtos, bitul mekach. Now, shtos kaina, umachzer aina. So when you're at exactly a sixth, shtus kaina umatzrayna. So again, hilchasa pachas mishtus nikna mekach. Yes, rashtus beto mekach. Less than a sixth, we say automatic mechila. More than a sixth, we say the mekach is batal, no matter what anybody says about it. Shtus kaina umatzrayna. But if it's exactly 1/6, you're going to be kaina. In other words, you can't go back on the sale umatzrayna. But the person who was nisana gets his money back. He gets a refund on the difference. Bezeb bezeb kadesha yira latagar. And both of these are going to be limited. Zev is zev, which is aina and betol mekach. In other words, Rava held there's three phases, right? If we're going like the Rabbanan, so there's three phases. Meaning less than a sixth, there's mechila automatically. The sale is confirmed, mechila automatically. So you're not gonna have a statute. So the vizev is zev, because they shiur latagar or lekrayvai. The statute that you have to claim, either to claim betol mekach or to claim your money back in Aina is ad kadesha yira latagar or lekrevei. Tanya kavasi de Rava, and we taka see a brisa like Rava. Aina pachas mishtos nikna mekach. That Aina that's less than a shtos is nikna mekach. Okay, and we said there's automatic mechila, so there's no statute. Yes or al shtos bitul mekach. Okay, so more than a six, the mekach gets undone. Shtos. Kano machzorei na divrei Reb Nosson. This is like Reb Nosson again that we've been speaking out. This is a machlekes tanaim a few times here that when you get to the exactly I know, which in the Rabbanan is exactly a sixth, so we're going to say that the sale goes through. Machzorei na, he has to return the difference. Reb Yehuda Anasi argues, and he is like the Tana of our Mishnah. Yad meicher al yoina, that the person who, now it's not davka meicher. In this case, in a case where the meicher was nisane, what he was taking advantage of, it's really, and we're going to see this later, the Gemara is going to bring in this machlekes later, we're going to say that it's not lav davka yad meicher. Okay, but for right now, yad meicher, in a case where the meicher was nis'ane, then yad ala yayna, the person who got taken advantage of, he has a choice. Reitza aymer tein li michi, oy tein li ma she anisani, v'zeh v'zeh, and v'zeh v'zeh. So again, he has the choice of what he wants to do. V'zeh v'zeh, b'kadei she yira l'tagar or l'kroivai. Okay, so again, to settle this, what we're saying is that according to everybody, whether you're in the band of Aina or you are Bitol Mekach, you are limited to k'dei she yira, like the Rabbanon hold, k'dei she yira l'tagar or l'kroivai. Now, Zakta Gemara Viter. Ad masai mutar l'hachzer. So the question is, how long do you have? Okay, so again, this is, according to the Rabbanon, you have how long? You have a statute to the amount of time it takes to go ahead and show a tagar or kroivos. Okay, so Amar Rav Nachman, how long do you have to claim either Aina or Bitul Mekach? So Amar Rav Nachman, by the way, Lo Shanu El Lekeach. This is only for the Lekeach, meaning only the Lekeach has this time statute. Why? Because he's holding on to the item. Aval Meicher Lo Elam Chayzer. But the Meicher, he can be Chayzer forever. Okay, and Rashi explains why. Because think about it this way. The lekeach, the guy who walked away with the item, he has the item physically to go ahead and show it to somebody. Hey, what's this worth? So he could have asked anybody along the way. But the meicher, he doesn't have the item. So the only time he would have an opportunity to find out what the item that he sold for, if he got taken advantage of, is worth, he'd have to find another item exactly like it, and then he can go ahead and ask. So this whole idea of a statute is only for the lekeach, not for the meicher. That's what Rav Nachman says. Name him Misayele, let's bring a raya. Again, let's go back into the Mishnah. Chazul devei chachamin. So the Tagrei Lud, Rav Tarfon, came along. They extended the Aina window from a sixth to a third, but they also extended the statute, right? They went and said that the stat that you have until, you have Kol Yom Kulei, not just until you can show it to Tagrei or Karevai. Yamer B'Shleima Meicher Lo'ilam Chayzer. So if you're telling me that the Meicher can go back Meicher forever, so then Mishim Hachi Chazru. Okay, so I understand if you tell me that the Meicher can go back forever, like Rav Nachman saying, so then I understand Misham Hachi Chazru, right? So now you gave the Lekeach more time, right? Again, if the statute doesn't apply to the Meicher at all, then I understand why the Tagrei Lud did not like Rav Tarfon giving more time to get caught, because the statute only benefits the Lekeach. So giving more time gives more benefit to the Lekeach, and therefore they went back. Okay, but if you tell me not like Rav Nachman wanted to say, that the statute applies both if the lekeach gets taken advantage of or the meicher. My nafka luhumina. What's the difference if you go like Rav Tarfon? Kiechi da avdei rabbanan takanto lekeach. Hachanami avdei rabbanan takanto lemeicher. If the statute works both for the lekeach and the meicher, so then they both get the benefit. Extending it, why would that upset the Tagrei Lud? they now also have more time in case they get taken advantage of. So the Gemara says, Tagri Lud, no Raya, Tagri Lud, Lashkiach the Toh. Guess what? The Tagri Lud, they are good businessmen and they do not get taken advantage of. So the Gemara is going to end with three stories and one very important halacha at the end here. So we'll go through that quickly. Ishbuchizne, Derami Bar Chama, Zavin. So again, Reb Nachman say, this whole idea of a statute only applies to the Lekeach because he's holding on to the item, but not to the Meicher. Now we have a story, the host of Rami Bar Chama, Zavin Chamra, he sold wine, Vita, and he made a mistake when he sold it. He sold it too low. Ashkeche Dava Atzav. So Rami finds out that he is sad. He sees that his innkeeper host is sad. Amarle, Amayatzivas, why are you sad? Amarle, Zvini Chamra, I sold wine, Vitai, and I made a mistake in how much it was worth. Amarle, Zil Haderbach. He says, no problem. You're a seller. You're not limited to this immediate statute. Amarle, Hashay Li Yaiser Mikadesha Era Latagor Lakrivai. Says, I waited longer. In other words, I'm past that point. Shadr the commander of Nachman. So what did Rami Bar Chama do? He sent his host to Reb Nachman, and Reb Nachman was the one who said, this whole statute only applies to Lekeach, but the Meicher can go forever. My time, Lekeach, again, so as we explained, Lekeach, Mechavi Yadr, Lekeach has it. So he can show, he should be showing somebody and confirming the value immediately, but Kohecha da'azel machvile, he can show it wherever he goes. And whoever he asks will tell him if he made a mistake or not. The meicher is not holding on to anything. He would have to find the exact sort of item. Right? Then only then could he ask. So we can't limit him by statute of limitations if he doesn't have anything to show to confirm the value. Now, so that's confirming the halacha of Rav Nachman. Let's go over here, just in regards to one very important din, in regards to Aina, the Gemara is going to bring it out through a story. And in fact, two stories that are almost identical. Hu gavra da havanaket var shechi lizvuni. So he had a bunch of ribbons he wanted to sell. Kari shisa, okay, so he said the price for these ribbons is 6. Vishavya chamisha, it was really worth 5, right? So you're in the Aina zone. He was trying to rip people off. He was asking for a 6 more. Vihava le chamisha palga hava shakel. Meaning, I'm willing to take 5.5. It's worth 5. I am being opportunistic. If somebody comes along and is willing to pay 5.5 for my item that's really worth 5, I'll sell it. Okay? But I'm asking for 6, assuming that I'll get 5.5. So this buyer was smart. He said, if I give him 5.5, well, then it's less than Jashir Oina, and it's going to be Havya Mechila. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to overpay by exactly a 6. Etain le shitza, I'm going to give him 6. Va'atve ledina. Okay, and then I can take him, immediately I'll come to din, meaning I want the item. So I got the item, now he overcharged me. Now I'm going to get, if I offer him 5.5, then I'm stuck paying 5 for a 5. But if I want to get it for 5, what I do is I offer 6, which I know is exactly Aina, and then I bring him to din, and then he's going to have to give me my money back. Okay, yeah, I've been a smart guy. Also, look at me, the Rava. So he comes to Rava, I'm like, Loishanu, sorry, you are not getting your Aina back. Why? Because it's Elo, Lekeach, Menat Tagar. This whole din, one big ukimta, this whole din of Aina, is only when you take from a Tagar. An expert, right? A person who doesn't have emotional or sentimental value to the item that he's selling. He's a trader. So Aval Lekeach Mibala Bayis Ein Loi Lavana. Okay, so that's the din. Again, we'll see the same thing borne out by the following story. Hugavra Davanuk Davashakel. Sorry, the Havanukit Kipi. Kipi are rings. We had this earlier. The Zvuni, right? So he took Kipi to sell. And Kari Sheetsin, same idea, except that he announced the price. I'm willing, anybody wants to buy my kipi for 60. Vishavi Chamshin was really worth 50. V'yavale Chamshin v'chamisha, if somebody would offer him 55, he would take the deal. Havashakal. Also, Gavra v'amar yehavini Allah Chamshin v'chamsha, havya mechila. Same idea, right? It's going to be mechila. Etain le Sheetsin, ba'atvaya ledina. Also, Kamei de Rav Chista. This is Kamei de Rav Chista, not Rava, but the same idea here, which is, he said, Amalei Shano, this whole idea of Aina is Elokech me'atagar, Avalokech me'abal bayis, Ein lo yalav Aina. You're not going to have Aina. Okay, why? Because Rashi explains, Tachshitin v'kli tashrin shalei chavivin alav. That when I'm a baal bayis, it's mine, right? It's something I have sentimental value for. I value it more. I'm emotionally connected to this item. It's known that you're going to sell it for a higher price. You want my thing that I babied, right? My car that I restored and babied? Okay, I put a lot of work into that, right? I have an emotional connection to it. You're going to overpay if you want it, and therefore it's assumed. And as the Gemara says later, that if a person, if it's mefarish, right? Meaning if you explicit, you put it into the terms of sale, we'll get into this in the coming days. But you come to it and say, okay, this is the price, and the buyer says, I know that you're overcharging me, but I'm going to do it anyway, then ain't loy lavayna, which is exactly what's happening. Again, so exactly, that's what the deal would be by a bias. So here, when you're buying from a Baal bias, it's always assumed that he's overcharging, and therefore you can't claim loyna. Amalei Rav Dimi, yasher. Yeah, good halacha. V'cheinam Rav Elazar, yasher. V'anan tanan trek the Gemara. The Mishnah is going to say just here in a moment that we're going to see tomorrow. V'anan tanan kishem shayna lehedit kachayna letagar. What do you mean? It's there's a na for a hedyet and a tagar. So we're thinking, what is a tagar we got, right? That's a merchant. What is a hedyet? Isn't that a baal bayis? Man hedyet, la baal bayis. Amar Rav Chisda, no. We're talking about not the type of person selling. What we mean, tagar is a merchant selling different types of items versus hedyet is a commodity. Bits di raisa. Okay? So Rav Chisda is saying that's a commodity. Abomani tashmishte. So when you're dealing with a commodity, makes no difference whether it's a hedyet, or meaning if you're buying from a regular person a hedyet or a tagar, if it's a commodity where it's an item that people don't have an emotional attachment to, okay, it's a commodity item, then there's going to be aina, okay? Again, even if it is from a baal bayis. So mani tashmishte, if you're buying the actual clothing of a baal bayis, something is Kaylee, something we has an emotional connection to, the Yikri Aleha, where it's very valuable to him. Lemizavin Lahu, Ilav, Bidami Yaseri. Again, he would only buy it, you'd only buy it if it's Dami Yaseri. So just very, very quickly, okay, so we had a Shiloh. So we wanted to know, again, we had these three bands, less than, let's say in the Rabbanon, less than a sixth. We had exactly a sixth, less than a sixth is going to be Mechila. The sale is confirmed, like Rava says at the end. The Gemara asked it as a Shaila. Rava paskined it one way, which is we wanted to know, is it immediately Mechila or not? If we say that it's not immediately Mechila, that you have the statute of limitations, the only difference would be between less than a sixth and a sixth would be whether or not you can go back according to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, okay, meaning if it's a sixth and it's a na, then you have the option of going back versus less than a six, you have to be Michael. The Gemara ended up not being Peshit it, but what we did try to bring a Raya from, what we ended up learning was we had an understanding, we gained a better understanding of what the Machlekes between Rav Tarfon and the Rabbanon is, okay, which the Gemara tried to ask Akasha on, and we ended up saying that really there's two Machlekes in between Rav Tarfon and the Rabbanon. And that is, what are the two Machlekes in? That Rav Tarfon said that the Shir Fayna is a third. Really, the whole Machlekes is, meaning they're both agreeing, The Machlokes is on two points. Number one, what's exactly a sixth? Exactly a sixth, according to Rav Tarfon, would be Mechila. According to Rabbanon, would be Aina. according to Rav Tarfon, from a sixth all the way to a third, that would be the band of Aina. According to Rabbanon, it's only a sixth. And then the Machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rav Tarfon would be, what happens when you're past a sixth? Is it Bittul Mekach? Okay, is it Bittul Mekach? Or, like Rav Tarfon holds, then no, you have Aina all the way up to a third, and then you would have Bittul Mekach. Then within Bittul Mekach, in the Rabbanon, the Gemara asks, and Tosfos goes through why we asked the Shaila Dafka in the Rabbanon. Okay, but in the Rabbanon we asked, this idea of a statute, does it only apply for Aina, or does it also apply for the case of Bittul Mekach? We tried to bring a Raya, Kach V'Kach. Okay, we didn't have a Raya one way or another, but what we did say was, Amar Rava Hilchasa. The way Rashi learns it was Hilchasa Kareb Nasan, meaning that the person who's in his Anna, and I just want to point out, Tosfos argues. Tosfos says the whole Tanya Kavasa is not to tell me it's like Reb Nasan, but rather it's on the Vizeh, meaning that the statute applies to both. The Rebbe was coming to say, the Halacha, the statute applies to both Aina and Bittul, okay, meaning in both of those cases, Bittul Mekach, Yoser Mishtos, according to the Rabbanon, that you're going to be limited to the statute. That's what the Zevzeh is. But there is a Machlekes. Again, Rashi seems to be saying Rava's paskening point is that Aina is exactly 1/6. Okay, that's in the Rabbanon. But the point is that if we go like, according to Rashi, what Rava's paskening like Rav Nasan, that means that the person who got ripped off does not have a choice. Okay, meaning the sale is confirmed, he's only getting his money back. But like Tosfos, Rava, Tosfos wants to hold that no, you do get the choice. He has four kashas. Tosfos has four kashas. Okay, and then we just got into this other thing that Rav Nachman said, which was that this whole idea of a statute that applies to the lekeach, but the meicher, because he's not holding on to the item. So we can't limit him to when he could show it. We don't know when he's going to get that item next to be able to show it, to ask what the value is. So when the meicher gets taken advantage of, then he actually has forever, the statute doesn't apply. We tried to bring a raya one way or another. We were deicha the raya, but Al-Kopan, Rav Nachman said his din. We saw a story with the host of Rami, with the host of Rami Bar Chama, who sent to Rav Nachman, who sold something too cheap, and we said this whole statute does not apply to a meicher. And then we brought in two stories that were basically the same, saying that, by the way, this whole din of Aina does not apply to when you're buying personal items from a Baal Bayis. Now, if you're buying a commodity from a Baal Bayis, so there's no emotional attachment, so then you're right, it does apply. Or if you're buying an item from a Tagar, there's no emotional attachment, then Aina. But when you're buying from a Baal Bayis and it has an item that has some sort of sentimental value, then it's like it's understood that the Baal Bayis is going to overcharge for that, and it's like the buyer agrees to it, and he cannot Taina Aina.